Hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This is Stinchfield, the podcast. I am steaming mad at the National Football League, the NFL. They come out against this Harrison Butker, this kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, who I think gave a pretty darn good commencement speech at Benedict College in Kansas. And mind you, this is a Catholic college, all right? He talked about traditional values. He talked about biblical values. He talked about traditional gender roles. And what does the NFL do? The NFL comes out and slams him. All the while, they encourage the woke behavior of players on the left. So we're going to talk about the NFL. We're going to play some of Butker's comments and get your opinion on all of this. Of course, the podcast is brought to you by Midas Gold Group, MidasGoldGroup.com. Now's the time to put your money into precious metals. 855-322-GOLD. Pay them a visit. They're doing a great job for all of our listeners and viewers. All right, with that, folks, let's get the party started. It is Stinchfield, and it starts right now.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, thank you so much for joining me. I will tell you what, I am really angry about what is happening with Harrison Butker. Harrison Butker is a good man, a good dude, and in the end, I think he's being railroaded by the woke left. So when you talk about railroaded, the media has now come out against him and denounced him. They're distorting his views on what is really going on across the spectrum here. And so I want to throw my support behind Harrison Butker. There are tens of millions of Americans who fall right in line in support of Harrison Butker. They believe in traditional roles. They believe in gender roles. It's not to say that a woman can't go make it in the workplace, but it also should be true that if you are a homemaker, if you believe in wanting to be a mom and you want to stay at home, there's nothing wrong with that either. Now, I'm going to play for you, I think, probably the clip that got him in the most trouble. And then I'm going to play this because where I got this from is from Twitter. And they piece in like shots of The Handmaid's Tale. But I wanted you to see it because I wanted you to see what the left does. While you're watching, listen to his words, though, and how important they actually are. This is Harrison Butker with the Kansas City Chiefs.
For the ladies present today, congratulations on an amazing accomplishment. You should be proud of all that you have achieved to this point in your young lives. I want to speak directly to you briefly because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife. And as
first off, you see this? This is what I'm talking about. These shots of The Handmaid's Tale weaved in here. And this is what young people see. And they start to think, oh, well, I don't agree with what he says. He's talking about in love with his wife and having children and starting a journey as a family. Yet they weave in images of The Handmaid's Tale.
The mother. I'm on this stage today and able to be the man I am because I have a wife who leans into her vocation. I'm beyond blessed with the many talents God has given me, but it cannot be overstated that all of my success is made possible because a girl I met in band class back in middle school would convert to the faith, become my wife, and embrace one of the most important titles of all, homemaker.
He gets claps there, and instead the Twitterverse wants to put shots of The Handmaid's Tale making fun of the most important title of all, homemaker, a girl he met in middle school in band class. It's the old-fashioned traditional way of how family started and grew. This doesn't happen anymore. Nobody meets their wife in middle school or high school or even college for that matter. People aren't getting married till they're 40 years old. Heck, even myself, I didn't get married till I was 30-something years old. I had a child at 40. People are starting families later. I can make an argument why that may be a good thing. I can make an argument certainly why that's a bad thing. I think it depends on the person. But in the end, it shouldn't be made fun of. And that's what they did. But even more than making fun of it, the NFL comes out and makes a statement, the vice president of diversity, equity, and inclusion in the NFL, says that Harrison speaks in his personal capacity. That Harrison Butker speaks not for the NFL. And the NFL embraces diversity and inclusion and all of these things. And they basically try to make an apology for Butker's speech. There's no apology needed. Here's what else he had to say.
To the gentleman here today, part of what plagues our society is this lie that has been told to you that men are not necessary in the home or in our communities. As men, we set the tone of the culture, and when that is absent, disorder, dysfunction, and chaos set in. This absence of men in the home is what plays a large role in the violence we see all around the nation.
Yeah, it does. Traditional family units have gone by the wayside. A strong mother in the household is gone. A strong father in the household is gone. And yet when we see this country literally falling apart before our very eyes, you get those on the left, you get the NFL that wants to denounce Harrison Butker because he believes in the values that this country was founded on. My Lord. What have we come to? Now, I would offer up this to the NFL. You guys are out of touch with who your fans are. You are totally out of touch with what America embraces and wants. America needs this. This country is falling apart before our very eyes. And yet now they want the Kansas City Chiefs to fire this guy. What's interesting, though, is remember who played for the Chiefs? Colin Kaepernick. Now the Kansas City Chiefs are on the other side of this. Now they got a woke liberal. Now they got a crazy, wacky conservative who believes in family values. Oh, no. How could it be? They're going to cut him? I doubt it. The difference between these two is that from what I hear, Harrison Butker's a pretty decent kicker. Colin Kaepernick was a horrific, horrible quarterback. It's the only reason why he got ousted from the NFL. He sucked. But the NFL, if you notice, literally made accommodations for players who kneel for the anthem. They made accommodations for players who wanted to speak out against social injustice and racial injustice and those evil police officers. Putting all of those stupid racial slogans in end zones and on helmets. I don't want to see that. Just quite frankly, I don't want Harrison Butker wearing "Be a Homemaker" on the back of his helmet either. Keep politics out of it. But if a man wants to go give a commencement speech at a Catholic school and he wants to talk about traditional values, well, he has a full right to do that. And I don't need the NFL speaking out against it. I'm going to play more from Harrison Butker.
Be unapologetic in your masculinity, fighting against the cultural emasculation of men. Do hard things. Never settle for what is easy.
I love that. Do hard things. Embrace your masculinity. Never settle for what's easy. This is great advice. Quite frankly, it's great advice for anyone. A woman, too. You know, I would tell a man, embrace your inner femininity. And I don't say that joking. A real man, can have traces of femininity. Talk about sincerity. You talk about compassion. Oh, no, I'm talking about traditional roles for men and women. But men should have those things. Sensitivity. Men sometimes aren't sensitive enough. Embrace that. Just as I would tell the women to embrace whatever masculinity you might have in certain areas of your life. Be unapologetic. That apparently is a masculine trait, being unapologetic. It doesn't have to be. The end result is what he has to say works for everybody. And he wasn't out of line here.
Our own nation is led by a man who publicly and proudly proclaims his Catholic faith, but at the same time is delusional enough to make the sign of the cross during a pro-abortion rally. He has been so vocal in his support for the murder of innocent babies that I'm sure to many people, it appears that you can be both Catholic and pro-choice.
You can't. It's hypocritical. And of course, he's talking about Joe Biden, the president, sadly, of the United States. Well, that too sends the left into oblivion. Why? Because you had a professional athlete who's on the main stage calling out a president who's a disaster, who's turned his back on faith. But in the end, the Democrats hate the idea of faith and freedom and liberty. And they most certainly hate the idea of God. I'm going to get into this a little bit. But before I do, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com /Grant is where I want you to go. I tell you, I have a Patriot Mobile phone because Patriot Mobile would hire a guy like Harrison Butker as a spokesperson. Patriot Mobile would embrace a guy like this. Trust me, I haven't talked to the CEO, Glenn Story, who's a friend of mine, about Harrison Butker, but I promise you, he's going to love a guy like this. Don't you want to pay your cell phone company the money that you go to the other companies right now? Wouldn't you rather go to a company like Patriot Mobile that supports these types of things, these exact things? Christian nationalism. That's what Harrison Butker's talking about, is Christian nationalism. 972-PATRIOT is the number, 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch. Patriot Mobile's putting money to causes like Second Amendment, conservatism, our first responders, our veterans, you name it. Patriot Mobile is trying to push this country in the right direction. Get on board with them. Use that promo code GRANT for free activation. 972-PATRIOT's the number, 972-PATRIOT. You tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. So as we look at this, I'll play another clip from Harrison Butker that has just outraged those on the left, and the NFL should be ashamed of itself. On the Rumble channel, Sonny Bunny says, boycott the NFL. In these cases, I don't know if boycotting the NFL works. Certainly boycotting Bud Light worked. The difference between the NFL and Bud Light is you have lots of choices for your beers. You don't have a lot of choices for professional football. My son and I love professional football. We love professional basketball, NBA and the NFL, two of our favorite sports to watch. We go to games. We pay them money. And in many respects, we're driving some of this because we pay the money. But I don't have another choice right now. Now, I can go drink Coors Light. I can go drink, you know, any other beer. I can go drink Heineken or Mick Ultra or any of these other beers. I got lots of choices. When it comes to the NFL and the NBA, I don't have a lot of choices. So I love the idea of boycotting the NFL. I don't think it'll work. I think what we need to do is speak out loudly, that say we don't want the NFL weighing in on these political issues, and really throw our support behind players that speak out like Harrison Butker. So instead of boycotting the NFL, buy his jersey, wear his jersey. Those are the kind of things that I think will actually make a difference. All right, let me play one more clip, and then let me talk about why I think many players in the NFL are starting to make the shift towards conservatism.
But if we are going to be men and women for this time in history, we need to stop pretending that the Church of Nice is a winning proposition. We must always speak and act in charity, but never mistake charity for cowardice.
No. Charity, being nice, all of those things are very good, but don't be a coward. This guy, I think, gave a great speech. Now, here's another comment he made that was controversial. He said being gay is a sin. Now, in the Bible, it most certainly is. It says it is a sin. I actually fall under the belief that I think many of the gay folks out there are born that way. There's something happened in the genomes that there's something there with DNA. They were born that way. Others, I think, were indoctrinated into the lifestyle, and I think they are lost. So I keep an open mind on it. I don't understand the lifestyle. I don't get it. I would hope that my son doesn't go down that path. I'm pretty sure after watching him now as a freshman in high school that he's not. But I still love everybody, okay? I really do. I love everybody, no matter what. Just don't indoctrinate my children and don't push your beliefs on me. Just as I tell the NFL, don't push your beliefs on Harrison Butker or the fans that you are totally out of touch with. Here's why I say they're totally out of touch. Football is a conservative sport. Football, more than any other sport, embraces every idea of conservatism. It most certainly is a sport of survival of the fittest. It is a brutal sport, just like life is. The strongest usually wins. Everybody has an equal opportunity, but the person that works hardest in the gym, the person that lifts the most weights, the person that gets stronger, that works on their speed, that works on their agility, they're going to be much better. Some are born great, okay? Some are given God-given talents. This goes for many sports, of course. But when you get on that football field and you step over that line, only the best are going to play. There's no diversity, equity, and inclusion. If you're a white guy and you're faster than a black guy, then you're going to play. If you're a black guy and you're faster than a white guy and you can catch a ball better than anybody else, you're going to play. It has nothing to do with the color of your skin, okay? Now, I will be the first to admit on a whole, I believe black folks are better athletes on a whole than white people are. I mean, otherwise, if it wasn't true, you wouldn't see professional sports dominated by black athletes. But it doesn't mean that white athletes don't have a place. They most certainly do, because football, more than any other sport, rewards tenacity, rewards hard work, rewards sacrificing your body. If you play like a crazed maniac on the field and you've got some physical ability, you can overcome the lack of physical talent with sheer drive and passion. That's what life's about. It's what conservatism is about. It's about overcoming that with a sheer will to win. This is why I think football, most football coaches too, every football team I ever played on, we said a prayer before the game. You think they do that in any other sport? I played basketball through high school. We never said a prayer before the game. Football players do almost at every level because they believe in God. They believe in a higher faith. This game is so rough. It's so brutal. Somebody has to be looking out after us to keep us safe. Man upstairs, please help us. So Harrison Butker was just literally embracing what football is all about. Now I see a guy like Aaron Rodgers. Oh, by the way, he's been canceled, basically. Harrison Butker will be canceled. You can look at the NBA player, a guy like Kyrie Irving. They try to cancel him. He's playing so great for the Mavs, though. Go, Kyrie. I love this guy. But this is Aaron Rodgers on with Tucker Carlson. Aaron Rodgers is becoming more and more of a conservative, I believe.
I was just like, no, I'd love to see Joe Biden give an interview where he can speak on the history of the United States in the same way that Putin talked about the history of his country.
I'd love to see Biden do an interview where he shows how to operate a microwave, and I don't think that's going to happen.
That's a great line from Tucker Carlson. I don't think Joe Biden could operate a microwave. And I'm not sure Aaron Rodgers is saying that he has some kind of love for Putin. All he's saying is Putin can talk about the history of his country and Joe Biden can't talk about the history of ours because he's totally turned his back on the values that America was founded on. Interesting note, folks, here. We've got some decent viewership on the Rumble channel and, of course, the Getter channel. Facebook, you know, I've still been basically canceled. Four people watching on Facebook. If you're one of the four on Facebook, thank you. Give me a thumbs up. I appreciate it. That is called suppression. That is called silencing conservative voices. And Facebook just has become an abyss of that. It's really, really very, very sad. I used to get hundreds of people watching live on Facebook. It tells you the algorithm tells the story here, which is really, really sad. All right. Aaron Rodgers was on with Tucker Carlson. He continued.
They're sort of seeing how far they can push the population until someone starts laughing. Like, are you joking?
It feels like that sometimes. Like, what if we did this? Is anybody going to give it? No? Okay. Now let's try this one here. We're going to put Joe Biden up and do this. Wait, what? This guy who can't even walk over here? Shits his pants every now and then?
I mean, it's true. This is why Donald Trump is soaring in the polls, not just because Joe Biden shits his pants every now and then, which I really do believe he does, but it's because he's inept. He's a shell of whatever man he was before, which wasn't much of one. He's a shell of that man. He's an empty vessel that his strings are being pulled by those above him. Obama, Soros, you name it. So here you have more and more NFL stars coming out in support of conservatism. And I really, really love to see it. Including Antonio Brown. Remember this great wide receiver?
Not a fan of Joe Biden or what?
Nah, I like Donald Trump. I seen Joe Biden online. He was shitting on himself and like falling all over. I'm like, yo, what's going on with him? He got teleprompters everywhere. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got a good political opinion, but you know what I'm saying? I want the world to be a better place. I feel like we probably could do better with Trump helping more businesses and like coming back and taking over the 2024.
Take over the 2024, please. It's going to have to be the 2025 he takes over because he won't be sworn into office until January. But it was my son, the 15-year I told you about, that tipped me off to Antonio Brown, who's Trump crazy. He made all these memes about him being vice president for President Trump. But this is what we're seeing, and I'm so happy we're seeing this. This is the kind of thing that helps move the country in the right direction. Folks, let me tell you about my friends over at Midas Gold Group. 855-322-GOLD. 855-322-GOLD is the number. Midas Gold Group, doing so much for so many of my listeners and viewers to help protect their finances. It's about safety, it's about security, and most certainly it's about privacy. With a tyrannical government, you need to be putting some money into precious metals. It's a commodity. You can hold it. It'll never lose its value because it's a physical commodity, unlike a stock, which could go to zero, go out of business. Gold, you got to get it out of the ground. It'll always keep a value. This is why so many of our listeners and viewers are putting money into gold, and they're using Midas Gold Group to do it. 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com. Veteran-owned, good guys. I trust them. How much money is right for you? You got to ask them. You got to talk to them. And they're willing to spend some time with you. Get a plan for you. But start hoarding this gold. Bury it in your backyard. Hide it in grandma's attic. Whatever. But start hoarding gold. It's imperative. MidasGoldGroup.com, MidasGoldGroup.com. All right. Besides Antonio Brown, you know who else is a big supporter of conservatism now and Donald Trump? What about Otis Anderson? Did you see President Trump's 100,000 people rally in New Jersey? Otis Anderson, the great running back.
I tell you, it has been a very exciting day. You guys, not one person left here. You're still here yelling and screaming. So my word is, Wildwood, are you in the house?
Yes, we are in the house. How about conservatives? Are you in the house? Black folks, Hispanics, gays, you name it, everybody is flocking to President Trump right now. And one of the reasons is because of the reaction of the NFL to a guy like Harrison Butker's comments, embracing traditional values. People like, you know what? This wacky woke left ain't working for us anymore. You see these idiots protesting and rioting on college campuses, the Antifa crowd, the Black Lives Matter riots, the Occupy Wall Street, this Occupy movement. People are fed up with it. Let's get back to the basics of America. Lawrence Taylor, one of the greatest football players to ever roam the frozen tundra of Giant Stadium.
I just want to say, I grew up a Democrat, and I've always been a Democrat until I met this man right here. And I'll tell you what. He will not have to worry about nobody in my family ever vote for a Democrat again.
That's what we like to hear, LT. Thank you very, very much for that. So again, the NFL retired players moving towards conservatism, towards President Trump, because eyes open now across the country, eyes are open. Remember, here's the difference. When Joe Biden was running against President Trump, we came out of COVID. It was a rough time for the entire country, thanks in large part to blue states, this rough time, thanks in large part to blue states. Lockdown, the mandates, the masks, President Trump being lied to by the deep state. It was a rough 4 years, but we were doing really great as a nation. It was just hard to see because you had all the COVID craziness. Foreign policy was spot on, man. I mean, times were great. There was peace in the world. Yeah, Joe Biden, who was a virtual unknown. President Trump was brash, still was tweeting mean stuff as a president, and people were getting angry with him for that. And you had this Joe Biden who was, oh, well, he was with Obama, and he's going to change some things, and we could use... Folks, that's all out the window now. Everybody sees what I warned you about, what so many of us warned you about, is that this country was going to be destroyed from within if Joe Biden got into office, and look at what has happened. Now the country's awake to it. Now you can compare. This is what's different. You can compare a presidency of Joe Biden versus the presidency of Donald Trump, and anybody with open eyes will tell you the presidency of Donald Trump was far better for America than the presidency of Joe Biden. There is no unknown anymore. We know what we got under Trump. We know what we get under Joe Biden. You can make a decision. There's no guesswork involved. This is why President Trump is winning in the polls. Big, by the way. This is why he's winning big. Not to mention the political persecution that is really making everybody sick to their stomachs. So now we have this debate coming up, two of them. President Trump agreed to them. He'll probably agree to these stupid rules that Joe Biden put in. Got to cut the microphones when you're not talking. No studio audience. The ABC and CNN will host two of them. That's a setup job for President Trump as well. Not good. So I came up with some of my own rules. All right. Here's some of my own rules. One, drug testing before and after the debate. So I want to test for amphetamines, okay? Specifically Adderall, anything that's going to hype Joe Biden up, anything that's going to push him into that level where he can function for an hour or two before he comes off the drugs that he's on, because he can't function without them. He looks at the cadence when he does State of the Union versus every other day. He's hyped up on something. I want drug testing, maybe an hour before the debate and then right after the debate, because you could take an Adderall pill 10 minutes before and it'll kick in. So let's drug test. Two, no breaks. If you can't get through a 1 or 2 hour debate, how are you going to run a country? How are you going to have the stamina to run a country if you can't stand there for an hour or two? No breaks. I want to see how both candidates, I know how President Trump's going to do. No problem. Three, I want 100 random questions written by 5 liberal commentators, 5 conservative commentators. Each candidate can pick the commentators to write the questions. They'll write the questions for the other candidate. They have to be short, to the point, and then they will be picked randomly for the moderators to read. This is so the moderators can't set the debate up. Okay. The third rule through all of this is this, and this is a good one. You get a button. It's an overrule the moderator button. You get to use it twice. The moderator cuts you off. You can hit the button. You get an extra minute. You can only use it twice during the debate. And this way you overrule the moderator. You take a little bit of the bias out of the moderator as well. Those are my rules for the debate, and I think they would work very, very well. There's no way Joe Biden would agree to any of them because he'd fail on all of them. I do think it's funny that Joe Biden doesn't want an in-studio audience. When, as President Trump said, it's much more entertaining, a big venue with all of that going on. That's how I'd want to do it. Hey, folks, pay a visit to my friends over at the Wellness Company, twc.health/grant. With all the craziness going on, we could see literally drugstores closing down, cyber attacks, natural disasters. Do you have prescription medications on hand to make sure you and your family are safe? If you don't, then you need to go to the Wellness Company. I'm talking about a Z-Pak, ivermectin, other life-saving medications in this pack that they have, this prescription medication pack. Antivirals, antiparasitics, and antibiotics. You gotta have one to keep you safe. TWC.health/Grant. Use that promo code Grant for 10% off. I promise you, you won't regret it. The wellness company. I love these guys. Doctors who critically think. You get one of these prescription medication kits, though. If you have water on hand, food on hand, like my Patriot Supply, I do, and I got ammunition and guns, prescription medications, the next thing to add to your arsenal. All right. TWC.health/Grant. Use promo code Grant. That, folks, is going to do it for us today. GrantStinchfield.com, GrantStinchfield.com, at Stinchfield1776. Pay us a visit there. I'll see you on the Real America's Voice show tonight. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you soon.